Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Soap and Candle Making Business Startup, Step-by-Step Guide to Start. Grow and Run Your Own Home-Based Soap and Candle Company by Clement Harrison is a practical business guide for readers interested in launching a small-scale personal care and home fragrance enterprise. Positioned in the self-employment and craft business category, it focuses on the operational side of building a soap and candle company rather than on hobby making alone. The book appears aimed at beginners who want to move from product ideas to a functioning home-based business, with attention to planning, product development, legal considerations, and sales strategy. Based on its title and related references, its purpose is to help readers understand how to organize a business that can make and sell soap and candles in a structured, compliant, and profitable way. It is best understood as an entrepreneurial handbook for people seeking a practical introduction to starting and managing a niche handmade products business from home. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning a handmade craft into a structured home-based business. A central idea in the book is the shift from casual making to business ownership. Soap and candle production may begin as a creative activity, but the guide frames it as a venture that needs planning, pricing, and operational discipline. This matters because handmade product businesses often fail when makers focus only on the craft and ignore the business model behind it. The book's step-by-step structure suggests that it is designed to help readers define what they will sell, how they will produce it, and what type of business they are building. For a home-based operation, that means thinking carefully about capacity, time, workspace, and consistency. The value of this approach is that it encourages readers to treat the business as a system rather than a side project. In a market where many people can make similar products, the difference comes from how reliably the business is organized and how clearly it is positioned. Secondly, product development with soap and candle formulas that can be repeated and refined. The book's subject implies more than basic crafting instructions. It focuses on developing products that can support sales. For soap and candle businesses, recipe choice, scent profiles, ingredient selection, and presentation all affect whether a product can be scaled beyond personal use. A business guide in this area must help readers think about reproducibility, because a good product for sale needs to be made consistently, not just beautifully once. That includes understanding how to customize formulas while keeping production manageable and quality stable. The related search results also point to guidance on starter product lines and product testing logic, which aligns with what a serious beginner needs. Rather than offering isolated recipes, the book likely emphasizes how to create a small set of offerings that can be produced regularly and adjusted over time. This is important because a narrow but well-controlled product line is often easier to price, market, and improve than a wide and unfocused catalog. Thirdly, startup planning, budgeting, and the practical costs of beginning at home. Another important dimension is the financial reality of launching a soap and candle company. The book is positioned as a startup guide, so budgeting and cost awareness are likely core concerns. This includes estimating supplies, equipment, packaging, and other operating expenses before trying to sell products. For home-based businesses, the challenge is often that low entry cost can create a false sense of simplicity, when in fact, small recurring costs quickly affect margins. A useful guide in this category should help readers understand the difference between raw material cost and true business cost, including overhead and time. It should also encourage planning for inventory and cash flow so that the business does not grow in an unstructured way. By focusing on startup planning, the book appears to address one of the most common mistakes in handmade product ventures, underestimating how much money and organization are needed before the first sale. This practical orientation makes the guide relevant to readers who want to avoid trial and error spending. Fourthly, legal compliance, labeling, and risk management for personal care products. Soap and candle businesses sit in a category where compliance matters, even when the work is done at home. One of the most valuable elements a guide like this can provide is an introduction to the legal and regulatory responsibilities that come with selling products to the public. That includes business registration, local licensing, labeling considerations, and awareness of insurance and liability exposure. This is especially important for soap making, because products applied to the skin can trigger more regulatory scrutiny than many craft items. Candle sales also bring safety and packaging concerns, since the products involve fire risk and customer handling. A practical startup book should not present these matters as afterthoughts, because they affect whether the business can operate responsibly. The strength of this topic is that it grounds the creative side of the business in real-world obligations. Readers benefit by understanding that a viable company must protect both the maker and the customer through proper compliance and risk management. Lastly, marketing, niche positioning, and selling through channels that match the product. The book also appears to address how a soap and candle business reaches customers, which is essential in a crowded handmade market. Because many sellers offer similar items, success depends less on generic promotion and more on choosing a clear niche and matching it to the right audience. That means identifying who is most likely to buy, what style of branding fits the products, and which sales channels make sense for a small home business. Related sources suggest practical discussion of online selling platforms, social media, and product presentation, all of which are central to modern craft commerce. The analytical value here is that marketing is treated as a strategic extension of product design, not just a separate activity. A well-defined niche influences pricing, packaging, messaging, and even scent or ingredient choices. For readers, this topic is useful because it connects business identity to customer demand. It helps prevent the common mistake of making products first and then trying to find a market afterward. In conclusion, this book is most useful for beginners who want to move from handmade soap or candle crafting into a real business structure. It should appeal to hobbyists, side hustlers, and aspiring home-based entrepreneurs who need a practical overview of startup decisions, product planning, legal responsibilities, and sales strategy. Its main benefit is that it treats soap and candle making as a business system, not just a creative pastime. Readers looking for a narrow recipe collection may find it less useful than those who want an operational guide for getting started, organizing production, and thinking about growth. In a crowded genre of craft business books, it stands out by focusing on the combined realities of making, registering, pricing, marketing, and running a small company from home. That integrated approach is valuable because these businesses often fail not from lack of creativity, but from weak planning. The book's practical positioning makes it a sensible starting point for readers who want a broad business-oriented framework before investing heavily in supplies or branding. If you would like to support Clement Harrison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.